proceedings. Honorable members, as you are aware, first witness is Professor Khumalo, former board member. He will be followed by Mr. Shushu. After lunch, we'll have Ms. Haldenais. And after Ms. Haldenais, we'll have Professor Makuve. So that is the lineup for today. We've not received any apologies except the standing apology from Honorable Waters. And Honorable Singh, of course, is on leave, but Honorable Nkwankwa is the alternate, standing in for Mr. Singh. And, of course, we've got, as I'll recognize you, as per the process has been all along, Honorable Mukwena has ably been standing in, not standing in, but the alternative to Honorable Ndozi. So we are a full component. Honorable Nkwankwa, is there something you want to say?
Yes, thank you, Chair. An apology for Prof. Kubisa, who is looking after his ill mother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Professor, please be informed that by law you are required to answer fully and satisfactorily all the questions lawfully put to you, or to produce any document that you are required to produce in connection with the subject matter of the inquiry. Notwithstanding the fact that the answer or the document could incriminate you or expose you to criminal or civil proceedings or damages, you are, however, protected in that evidence given under oath or affirmation before a House or a committee may not be used against you in any court or place outside Parliament, except in criminal proceedings concerning a charge of perjury or a charge relating to the evidence or documents required in these proceedings. Sir, I have been reliably informed that you've chosen to take the oath. So if you could repeat after me, I swear by Almighty God, that the evidence I shall give
will be the
truth,
the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth.
And nothing but the truth.
Please say, so help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Over. It is now, Honorable Vanara, just after 20 past. Can we allow you to carry on until 9:30? Thank you, sir. Not 9:30, 10:30.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to Prof. Morning, sir. You have prepared a statement. A 9-page statement dated the 12th of December 2016. Is that correct, Prof?
Yes, sir.
That statement, 9 pages.
Yes, sir.
And with your permission, that statement related to the members of the committee.
Yes,
you fine with it?
I'm fine, sir, except to say that I realize that there are some additions I will have to make to the statement. And then I will send this through your good office in the course of tomorrow, in addition to this.
Thank you, Prof. Can you just explain to the committee, when did you got involved as a non-executive director with the SABC board, and how long did it last before you left?
Sir, I am grateful for the opportunity to serve as a board member on the SABC. I started in October 2013, and I came all the way until the first week of January 2015. So I've served for a little over a year, and then left. I left the board about two years ago.
At the time, Ms. Ellen Zandile Shabalala would have been the chairperson of the board. Is that correct?
Yes, yes, sir. I was under the leadership of Ms. Shabalala.
The group CEO at the time would have been Ms. Mahobo. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
At the bottom of the first page of your statement, to the top of page 2, you're sharing with the committee your experience and background in governance-related matters.
Yes,
can you take the committee through that process?
Through the chair, I state that I am a very well experienced business person, and that I have over many years served on a number of boards in large corporations, including public enterprises, and I underline public enterprises. I've also worked as an executive in certain large South African public enterprises portfolios. I was also at one stage a chairman of Transnet. I also state, Mr. Chairman, that I ventured into the private sector, where I was the managing director of a property company. I also was part of the formation of the past national lottery operator, Kidani, that I operated and led and operated as chairman and chief executive. Then later on, I relinquished the position of chairman for good governance. I was responsible for putting together the board. I led the putting together of the board of directors of that company, as well as setting the committees of the board to support the board, all the required committees of the board. And then later on, I was the head of the executive. The reasons Honorable Advocate Benara, I put this in my statement is because it's very important that that one brings into focus the differentiation of functions or the protocol of governance in companies, and in this particular case, I look at public enterprises, because there are points that I make about the different role players in the governance of state-owned enterprises. The board has a responsibility to supervise management, to supervise the executive. It forms the link between the shareholder or the shareholder representative and the executive. It is the one that goes into a combat with the shareholder through the shareholder representative. It is the one that receives presentations of strategy, strategic analysis, strategy, proposed strategy to approved, as well as the budget or the financial plan of the organization. And then the responsibility of the executive is to manage. I am pointing out, the importance of having come up the ranks of corporates, having experience being an operative, being a manager, being an executive director, being a non-executive director, and of course, in other parts of my life, I act as a shareholder. In this particular case, we ordinarily refer to as to shareholder representative or shareholders. That hierarchy is very important because there you find the importance of differentiation of functions.
Thanks, Prof. Informed by this wealth of experience that you possess, in page 3 of the statement, you point out to certain concerns that you had observed at the SABC. Can you take the committee through those concerns, sir?
I'll go through them one by one. They start with failure to observe the differentiation of functions, and therefore poor management of boundaries between the board and executives. And I state that the board should oversee and supervise the organization, and the executive should implement the board's mandates to manage the organization and operationalize the strategies. I state that management and the board, in the case of the organization in question.
I'm so sorry, Prof.
Yes, sir.
I've just received a message asking you just to move the mic slightly, or you speaking into the mic is distorting some.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how
slightly to the side. Am I too
I'm
loud?
I'm sure they were saying you were too close to the mic. Yes.
Let me move it a bit.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I state that in this particular case, there existed an anomaly of a hostility or a tension in terms of the relationship between the board and the executive. And as we go down, we will look at the dynamics that brought that about. And we cite lack of discipline among certain members of the board and management, and the inability to manage the executive as a result of certain factors. And I point out the need to realize that the chairman of the board is the leader of the board, the leader of governance, and the chief executive is the leader of management. And I point out the importance of these two parties working together for good order in an organization, which was not always the case at the SABC. Did I stop to Eddie, sir?
Sorry?
Did I stop to Eddie? Maybe yes.
No, you perfectly are within your boundaries to stop. The board support to its CEO and his or her management team is critical. Can you share with the committee your own experience and observations during your tenure of how the board, your view, did the board support the group's CEO at the time, as well as her management team?
When we started with great enthusiasm, and we were full of energy. It was very clear that there was assembled a board with a good combination of skills, with a lot of experience, and with knowledge. And above all, there was commitment to make it work, to stabilize the organization, and to achieve the needed turnaround. But it did not last for a long time before we saw some cracks emerging. And that was as a result of the fact that there had been a succession of failing boards, boards which had collapsed. And there was a lot of history and a lot of dynamics, a lot of undercurrents in the organization.
Live television. I don't know what these. Yeah.